Kevin Kurz from Comcast in New Jersey joins us once again. Kev, how are you, my man?
Not too bad. Not too bad. You guys?
Good. A different offseason for you in San Jose, I'm sure, because for many years it was, oh, geez, you know, they didn't reach their potential. Hey, you get to the Stanley Cup final. It's a coin toss a lot of the times. You know, it's got to be different for that team and the organization. And, you know, their patience paid off. A lot of people thought they should have blown that team up, and Doug Wilson clearly was right by not doing it. But they didn't win the ultimate goal, Kevin. So if there's any small thing, what do you think the Sharks want to add differently to their team to get them over the hump this season?
Well, you know, they certainly aren't making any major changes, but I think you make the case that they added to their team in the offseason. You know, they bring in Michael Bodker. He adds a speed element. I think he'll slot in the top six right away. I would guess he's probably going to be on the Logan second line. And they bring in David Schlemko to replace Roman Polak. And, you know, Roman Polak was a guy, he's not exactly the speediest guy. He had a little bit more physicality on the blue line, and I think that was valuable down the stretch in the first couple rounds of the playoffs, but he was exposed in the finals against Pittsburgh. He's just too slow. So they bring in Schlemko. He's a more mobile guy. So, you know, in terms of changes, I don't think they're going to change a whole lot. They seem to really take to Pete DeBoer and the new coaching staff. He gave them a whole lot of time off. They're going to be one of the older teams in the league, if not the oldest team in average age in the league when these final rosters are submitted here. So I can't imagine a whole lot's going to change, but, you know, they're looking for a little bit, you know, that one more step this year.
Yeah, Kevin, it's interesting. You touched on the age. I've been looking at that, you know, just going over last year's team and having a glance at the training camp roster that was just released. These are proven players, guys you can go to battle with, but the fact is some of the most impactful players and skilled players on the San Jose team are getting into that middle-aged category, to be diplomatic. Joe Thornton's not getting any younger. At what point do you want to make sure you transition enough so that all of a sudden you don't turn from a team that's one day considered experienced and the next day just old?
Yeah, and that's going to be something to watch here in training camp, because there are some young players on the team knocking on the doorstep, I think more so this year than in recent years. And I think it starts with Timo Meier, a guy who was the 9th overall pick a couple years ago in 2015. He's a guy that Pete DeBoer even said was close last year. So if I had to guess right now, I think he's the guy that makes the team. And I think he might even start on the left side of the Joe Thornton, Joe Pavelski line if they're ready to move Thomas Hertl to center. And again, that's another part of that transition. Mm-hmm. Hertl's been in the league a couple of years now. They'd like him to be a center at some point. They tried that in the first half of last year. Didn't really work. And they put him on the left side of that Thornton line, and it was maybe the best line in hockey for the second half of the season and in the playoffs. So, you know, all that said, this is a team that's still going to rely on their older guys. And we saw Joe Thornton have a pretty remarkable year for a guy that was 36 years old last year, second in the league in assists. And I think he was either fourth or fifth in the league in scoring, got a whole bunch of Hart Trophy votes. You know, he's still the guy that's going to have to be on top of his game, and he's going to have to stay healthy. Joe Pavelski also is 32 years old. You know, Patrick Marleau's in decline a little bit, but I don't think he's as big a part of this team. Frankly, I don't think he's as important of a piece as some of the other guys that are getting up there in age. But it is going to be an older team, and that was something that Pete DeBoer recognized last year. He gave them more days off than I think Todd McClellan ever did. Just a whole bunch of days off between games, especially in the second half of the year. And Joe Thornton said that was something to keep him fresh throughout the year. So it's more difficult this year because, you know, a little bit of a condensed schedule. This team has 16 back-to-back. So we'll see if they hold up. But regardless, this is a team that should make the playoffs, I think. You know, despite their age, they should still be able to play at a pretty high level just, based on what they did last year.
Kevin, Brent Burns has really come into his own the last few seasons. Of course, he's on the World Cup team right now. He was on the All-Star team, played such a big role for the Sharks on defense. A lot of people are wondering, why no contract extension for him? What are you hearing on that front? Do you expect him and or his agent and Doug Wilson to have a deal in place before the season, or is it something that they're not too worried about and will do it during the year?
Yeah, you know, I They've been talking. They've had discussions. Doug Wilson and Brent Burns' agent, Ron Salser. I know they've had discussions. And Ron's a guy that's actually he spends a lot of time in San Jose. I always see him sitting in the stands. I think him and Brent Burns are pretty close. So I know they've talked about it. But yeah, it's maybe a little surprising. Nothing has happened just yet. Brent Burns is, you know, he hits the open market. He's going to be a guy that probably gets between $8 and $9 million a year. So, you know, the Sharks do have some work to do, I think, in regards to signing Brent Burns. But, you know, I would say nothing's imminent at this point, but I don't think it's time to panic just yet either.
If you look at the team by position, you've got a lot of forwards coming to camp. You got a lot of everybody coming to camp. Is there one spot where there's at least a question mark for you in terms of proven depth?
Well, you know, if you start with the defense, I think the top six is set, bringing in Schlemko. He replaces Roman Polak. They got their six guys there. The forward position, you know, I think there might be some open spots depending on if some of these young guys are ready to play. And that's Timo Meier, Nikolai Goldobin's another guy, first round pick from a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. Marcus Sorensen's a kid from Sweden who they like. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if some of those young players end up taking some veteran spots. And I, you know, I think the most vulnerable guys on this team would be Tommy Wingles, Matt Nieto, Melker Carlson, maybe to a lesser extent. These are guys that had down years last year, and none of them are signed past this season. So, you know, I think there could be some real competition for fourth line spots, like there are basically around the league. But, you know, that's what I'm going to keep an eye on. And the other position is goalie. You know, you have Martin Jones, and you have no established NHL backup behind Martin Jones. And I think that's probably a little concerning at this point. It looks like they're going to give this kid Aaron Dell a shot. I say kid, he's 27 years old. He's been pretty much a career minor leaguer, but he had a very good year in the AHL last season. So I think he gets first crack at the backup job. They'll see if he can hang at the NHL level. And if not, then, you know, they're going to be forced to go out and find an established backup. But, you know, that's a pretty important position. Yeah. Like I said before, 16 back-to-backs, and we saw Martin Jones. He really benefited in the playoffs when the Sharks went out and got James Reimer. And Reimer played, you know, almost every other game for the last couple weeks of the season. And it gave Martin Jones a break. And I think we saw the results of him getting that rest when he was just outstanding in the playoffs. So that, I would say, is the biggest concern right now with this team and its roster heading into next season is that backup goalie. Can Aaron Dell be the guy, or are they going to be forced to go out and look for somebody else?
Kevin Kurz joins us from San Jose, previewing the Western Conference champion San Jose Sharks. You just wrapped up the rookie camp, and now I know a main camp starts. Timo Meier is probably the one young guy that people are interested in San Jose. Kevin, how's he looking, and is this a guy who might get a shot this year?
Yeah, you know, he had a hat trick in the prospect scrimmage in July, so he was the best player on the ice in that scrimmage. You know, I think he's really close here, and he's got the size. These 18-year-olds, it's amazing how big they are right now. You know, he came in last year, and I remember there was a scrimmage last year, and he ran Patrick Marleau, and I don't think Marleau was too happy about it. I mean, this kid came in here fighting for a spot, and that really left an impression on Pete DeBoer. And Pete said at the time, you know, he was probably closer to making last year's team than a lot of people might think. So if you combine that with the fact that he had another great year in juniors, went all the way to the Memorial Cup final game in that, and, you know, just the size and the skill that he has, I think he's in a real good spot to make this team. And, again, if I had to guess, I think he's going to be on the opening night roster.
I love it. Always good to see some of the young blood, especially when you watch the Team North America. Everybody's excited about the speed and skill of the young players at every level. And Meier is a young player I'm pretty high on, so I look forward to see that. And another big skilled forward, something that San Jose seems to always have in abundance. Kevin, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you often throughout the season.
Okay, thanks. Anytime.